Okay, before we get to Simon Kuv Dalet, the halacha of Hektik Tefillah, just a little ha'ara on the sugya that we saw this past week. It says on Gimel Amud Aleph that there's a shayla exactly when we're supposed to be ma'amud of Tefillah. Is it Brachot B'Shniyatma? Is it in Atachinit? Is it in Bechot Seidah? Tefillah Machlekes. It says Gemara, why don't we just go see what happens. See how Chazal is attacking it. The Gemara says it wasn't a question. Abdullah first they were masakin it with tefillah. When there was a shiur, Chazal was taking away the alakoyis. Then they went back to tefillah, and they said that even if it's going to go back to shiur, there always has to be now say tefillah, say alakoyis. Tanu b'ikaron, the chayef to have one of them is enough. Masha'in came once they, however, the ma'isa once they were at the end of the. At the end of the day, the way the Chazal Matakan is that you need both of them. One of them should be enough. But at the end of the day, you need Tzai B'Tzim and Tzai B'Halakim. So much so that we find the Rishit of Yeh, he says, what's the difference between Kiddush and Avdallah? How come somebody that's in the Kaddish and he forgets, somebody that's in the Spala and he forgets to say Kiddush and Tzilo? He's down the regular Vafti Kishmanesh on Friday night. And he's not Maskir Shal Shabbos. He's Maskir Shal Shabbos at any point. He gets it. But if he wasn't Maskir Shal Shabbos, the halacha is that he's not Yitzi. He has to be Choyzer. He has to be the Spala. In fact, Rosh Yitzis, why is it any different than Avdallah? By Avdallah we say that if somebody wasn't Mavdo B'Tvilo, he can be Mavdo Alakoy. He doesn't have to go back. How come by Kiddush we don't say that? He says the question of Chiluk. The Chiluk is, how were they Mesakim Lechab Kilo? Kiddush they were Mesakim Lechab Kilo, they need both. Tai B'Tvilo, Tai Alakoy. Mashiach and Abdullah was either Betvila or Alakri. Maybe if you didn't do it in Betvila, you do it in Alakri. By Kiddush, you need both of them. Abdullah, one is enough. At the end of the day, they said, even though one is enough, you've got to do two. Mashiach and by Kiddush, the Chabdil, they were talking, you need two. This being the case, it's very shmer the Hemshech of the Gemara. The Gemara says over here, the Chabdil of the Gemara, Tawat Hamavdo Bezu, Bezu, Yenukhalay Brachas Arashim. Somebody that's Mavdo, Sai, Betvila, Sai, Alakri, Yenukhalay Brachas Arashim. He's doing the great mitzvah, and he gets extra credit. You know who the brachah is. In fact, Gemara, given the nafik lebe chodah ifter, navi brachah shem etzricho. Omer v'itayim reshvakish amelo v'yechem reshvakish damet hevayachom brachah brachah shem etzricho. We should learn something. Let's So, her, how can one person is mavdo b'tvila? He has no chiyuv to be mavdo anymore. Luckily, one of them is enough. It's not like kiddush should be both of them. One of them should be enough. Mainly, you can be having a brachah shem etzricho. Which pashtis b'cher mashmas the gemara is every mishum loisiso, which is ifta daraisa. And for the gemara, omar leki kiddush, ma kiddush afagav the mekadosh b'tzilusa, mekadosh akoso, afavdol anam yafagav the mavdo b'tzilusa, mavdo akoso. The same is similar to kiddush. The same by kiddush, even though you're supposed to be mavdo b'tzvila, you have to be choyzer mavdo ala kriz. So too by avdol, you're mavdo b'tzvila. Same way by Kiddush, Mekadosh B'Tvilo, you have to Mekadosh Al Akrei, so too by Avdala, you have to Mavdo B'Tvilo, and Mavdo Al Akrei. The Tzor of Yertuva, why was it Pasha Tzor Gemara that Kiddush is different? We just said before that Nechaim is Taka 1 Taka, no? Why should Kiddush be different? Why when the person is Mekadosh B'Tvilo, is it not a problem of Rosh Hashanah Tzvicha to be Mekadosh Al Akrei?
What question is that? It was
in the Hanami, we're going to be let's say it is. It's kind of like Gemara. Gemara says, "Hilchos Samai, la'alocha, Hilchos Samai." Kikidush, my kiddush, afagav the mekadosh b'tzilus, mekadosh akoso. Afavdol enam, afagav the mekadosh b'tzilus, mekadosh akoso. So, it's kind of like Gemara comes out. He's supposed to do both of them. One, you have the same problem with Rav Shneur Tzvichon. Also, the Gemara says the reason why there's no problem with Rav Shneur Tzvichon by Avdol is because the same way by kiddush. The same way by Kiddush there's no problem with Rosh Hashanah and Tzvichon, so to buy Avdol. Shall we go to Kasha? Why talk about
it? We hold that one is no better than the other. The Mazda of the one is more than the other, and you have a problem.
They're both the same. You can be raised with either one. And that's how it was the Chapkilah, right? The Chapkilah they said only to do B'Tvilah. Afterwards they said only to do other things. That means either one in and of itself is enough. So at the end of the day, Lamayin, so once you mavdo B'Tvilah, you don't have to mavdo other things. First, the Baruch Hashanah Tzvichon. We say, Anachanami, Mavdu Vazir Vlayim the Vazir, you know, like Baruch Hashanah Tzvichon. Because Chesh was Baruch Hashanah Tzvichon, but Halach we don't pass it that way. Halach we pass it, Mavdu Vazir Vlayim, should be Mavdu Vazir Vlayim. Why do you have the problem with Baruch Hashanah Tzvichon? And for the Gemara, the Chora, the Gemara is being without with the Kiddush. Seemingly by Kiddush we say that it's not a problem of Shem Netzricho. We mount them to the Kaddish Betzvimo, and then Hodu Bekaddish HaKreis. So to why I'm done? The Shem is Dogo Bekasha. Why talk this Kiddush any different? Why don't you have the same problem of Shem Netzricho? And if you want to say the Kiddush is Taka different, because the Chatkilo, like we said from the Rosh Hashanah, you're Mesakin it, the first Takan is different than Hamdallah. Hamdallah is Mesakin either or. The Meila is going to do both of them together, you have a Baruch Shem Netzricho. But by Kiddush, the Chatzil, they're Mesakin, Tzai B'Tzvilo, and Tzai Al-Atur. That's why there's no problem, Baruch Shem Netzricho. So you can't be without Hamdallah. What does it mean, Hamdallah, the Kiddush? If you tell me that Kiddush, the Takan al-Chatkilo is different, then Hamdallah, the Kiddush B'Tzvilo is not enough by itself. Different than Hamdallah. Hamdallah, Chatkilo, Hamdallah is enough by itself. And it was only when they became richer, they said, no, you don't need it to do B'Tzvilo, do it Al-Atur. And they said, they became poor again, they said, no, just do B'Tzvilo. So we see that one of them is enough. There we have a problem of Shem Netzricho. Mashiach by Kiddush. By Kiddush is not a problem of Shem Netzricho because the Chatzilah is Mesakim, Tzai, Mitzvila, and Tzai Lakrit. If so, then there's no problem by Kiddush because that's how they're Mesakim and Chatzilah. So then what happened by Havdal? What happened with Dama Havdal to Kiddush? Kiddush is one, is a different Takana
Mekal. But the way that
they were Mesakim
at the end of
Havdal
is like
Kiddush. The Shal is one. If we, Lechatzilah, we see, Me'ez Atam Shiyah, that Havdal is enough by itself. In Kiddush, Lechatzilah is Mesakim not by itself. That means Kiddush they understood, maybe we'll have to see, that it's not a problem of Brosh and Netzricho because you need both. You need the Kiddush Betzvila, some people say in Bechal, you know, you need to need the right in Betzvila because you know, not species of science, it's not species of science, maybe you have to need the other thing. Wherever time we can come up with that Kiddush is not enough Betzvila, we want to be, since you're davening, you have to be Mekadosh the year, but you weren't, you have to be the right, you have to do a lot of things later on. So then, that's tough about Kiddush, not by Avdol. What does it mean, Avdol to Kiddush?
It
wasn't going to come because we still have to wasn't there.
But the third part
of
the Khan is like that. After the three stages, right? The third stage was
So even though the Khathilo there was no reason to do it, they were Mesakin of Rav Shem Netzricho. I'll go for Kasha. There's no reason to be Mesakin. Why would they be Mesakin? By Kiddush, there's a reason to... There was a reason to have to be in fact. By Abdul, there's no reason. L'chor the kasha is all the more shver if you hold that Lesisa is daraisa. If you hold the way that the Magen Avraham the Rishta as well as the Daif in the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Brachos Alav Dalit, he says that somebody that Mevorach Avraham Hashem Netzricho is Ki'ilu Hizkir Shem Shamay, Ki'ilu Nishba L'shov, and he's over passes the way the Magen Avraham understands is that he's over Yisru daraisa of Lesisa Shem L'shov, when the person makes the Brachos Shem Netzricho, even though those that are chalik on the Magen Avraham, Chazanish v'oyd, I saw the Inayim of Mishpat, he brings down that Mefurish in the Shuvah Saramba, Kuf Chav Dalek, says Mefurish that is in the Raita, Abraham Shem Netzricho. Also in the Raita. It's also in the Raita, the Chorio, where the Mekor, the Chlal, the Chazal should come along and be Mesak and Abraham, the same way that we find by Kiddush, if there's no Be'etha reason to be Mesak in it, so then why are we Mesak in it by Abdal? So I saw the Imre Shefer, Talmud of the Chacham Sefer, he went that kind of Gufu B'das the Rambam, not in this Rambam, the Rambam holds Herik Chavtef Milcha Shabbat that Tzai Kiddush and Tzai Abdullah are both the Raisa. Dainu the Din of Zachreyu to be Mazgir Shabbat, Bichin Yisot, so you see also both them are the Raisa, not just the Kiddush, even the Abdullah is the Raisa. So Mamela, if we see that the Abdullah is the Raisa also, and by Kiddush we find that by Kiddush the way that Chazal Mesakha and Chathila is both of them together, the Mela then Havdalah, which is also the right to Lachur, there shouldn't be the same, we should do the same thing. Even though the Chathila Chazal and Mesakin just one, however, since we see that Kiddush, which is the right to Chazal and Mesakin two, then Havdalah also, which is the right to. Chazal can be Misakin Tumah. Has the same thing. He says, what was the happening in the Gemara attack that it should be a problem? The Gemara told her, why should it be any different in Kiddush? So, can that the Kiddush have the din of Kiddush welcome to them? That Hagam, that in a Chanami Mekadosh Betwilo, still you should have to be Kaddish afterwards, ala Kuris, after the din of Kiddush welcome to them. And the real that wouldn't apply to Abdullah, why Abdullah there's no reason to do it, mainly be a brush in the Tuyot. But the Gemara, no, it's the same din as Kiddush. The din of Kiddush, the reason why you're Mekadosh is not because of Kiddush welcome to them. And you have to be Kaddish ala Koy, even without the Kiddush Mokum Tudum. So now, after Minas Wallach, the Magian on the bottom of the Torah, the Taina, Eva's Nation is talking about having the Tudum, but they're giving him IV. He doesn't have the Tudum. Even so, he would have to be Kaddish ala Yayin. Because it's not a Din Betim, at the end of the day, the Maskinah is like Gemara, it's not a Din Kiddush Mokum Tudum, the reason why you have to do it. Gemara's Havamina was, I would have thought after my Kiddush you could do twice, because you need Kiddush Mokum Tudum. And the Gemara, no, it's not going to have a Din Kiddush Mokum Tudum. The reason why you have to be Kaddish another time, it's not nothing to do with the Kiddush Mokum Tudum. Once Chazal is attacking it, once Betvila, and once Alakrit. So to Aldal, once Betvila, and once Alakrit. So the Rambam Mishitasa that holds the Raisa, he tackle holds, can't find, he has a different shot of the Gemara at the end of the day. Because Abdullah and Kiddush, maybe have the same thing, because they're both there. Either. However, the other Rishayim that tackle hold not that way. Most Rishayim tackle hold that the Din of Laisisa is only a Din der Rabbanim. Somebody to make a brachash and a tzricho is only a Din der Rabbanim. Why? They have arrived for the Gemara and the Chafala. The Gemara says that somebody, the Safak whether or not he's curry a piece of time. Safak curry fish, Safak leikara. Leikara says the curry. Safak on Elmer. If it's Yasiv, he's chayvin the vork. Why? Because MSB after the Daraisa. Safak Daraisa must be seized with time. I mean, when you Safak, you have to go ahead and be Mavark again. Have to show him. What do you mean? If Leitita, the Haino Brachshin and Tricho, is a Safak Daraisa, so what right do you have to be over on the. Since you have a Safak with an Haino Mekami Mitzvah, so now be over with Safak on a Daraisa of Leitita. So we may have to say that in the Chanami Brachshin and Tricho is only good Darabonu. Brachshin and Tricho is Taka only in good Darabonu. Eba Zeh, you could say that it's still a little bit schwer over here. I saw that Ken Zayin, the Chai Adam, the Tzei Yeshua, they say that even though Brach Shem Tzvicha is only there on the floor over here, it's a Brach Levatov. The way that Tzei Yeshua speaks it out, he says, once you're Mavdil Betvila, then you made it like in the middle of the week. There's no Makom Machlal to be Mavdil at all. It's like you're being Mavdil in the middle of the week. Somebody that takes the Kurs Thursday afternoon and makes Abdallah, it's a Brach Levatov, it's not a Brach Shem Tzvicha. So once you're Mavdil Betvila, it's a Brach Levatov, you're Mavdil at the Kurs afterwards. Rachel Atoa says the Chayyam of Nei Yeshua, can then let's stack it there Aisha. Even the Ma'alavad, the whole Brach Shem Tzvicha is there Abonim, can then Rachel Atoa is there Aisha. I knew to be Ma'at Kishim Shamayim, this is Pasha, to be Ma'at Kishim Shamayim Levatala, for a person just to say, because of Rachel's name in vain, without a Brach HaBachlal, that's the Mefurish Gemara and Tmura, and Hashem Yitzhak HaTiro, then you're not allowed to be Ma'at Kishim Shamayim Levatala. That's a Brach, that's Issa there Aisha. However, when it's in Lashon of a Brach, then most of the Rishonim hold it's not an Issa Daraisa, since you're taking a Lashon of a Bracha, it's not an Issa Daraisa, and it would only be an Issa Daravan, a Bracha Shein Tzricha. But that's after a Bracha Shein Tzricha. Then you didn't have to make the Bracha, and anyhow you made the Bracha. But there is a Chur Makom for the Bracha to be Chal. When you get a Bracha of Atola, where there's no Makom for the Bracha to be Chal at all, if a person makes a Bracha, Amit Til Tzidai makes a bracha in the middle of the afternoon. Amit Til Tzidai, bracha to Hashem, we came to Hashem, we came to the Tzivah. No, Amit Til Tzidai. There's no bracha for the bracha. He didn't wash his hands. He didn't do anything. There's no bracha for the bracha to Bichal. That's the bracha to Atal. That's the fact that he said in the Lashon of bracha doesn't change anything. So, the Yesh line. Shakol is maybe the birth of the Shvach. There could be. Amit Til Tzidai? No. Over here. What's that? The bracha calls it. The Gemara calls it bracha in Yeshiva. He's lying to do with that. The Tanya Yeshiva seems to have said over here that it's a bracha levatala. So Efshir, you could say that the pshat of the Gemara is the reason why the Gemara thought that it's a bracha in Yeshiva and not a bracha levatala is because Chazal and Misakini. You're right. In a Chanami, if there's no reason to say the bracha at all and there's nothing for it to be chalon, then it's a bracha levatala. But once Chazal and Mesakin Avdala, it can't be a bracha levatala. Chazal and Mesakin to say such a bracha. But maybe it's not levatala. The whole Gemara Shaila was goof on the Chazal. Why were Chazal mistaken it to be a Brachah Latoah? It's not a Bir Brachah Latoah. Brachah Latoah is only when you say HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name for no reason. There's no Machan to Michal. Once Chazal said there is some Machan for it to Michal, there's an Indian. Even though you're Makadosh, you're Mavdal Bitzvilo, you still should be Mavdal Latoah. So now there's a reason. There's no Brachah Latoah anymore. Because Chazal said you should do it. You should be Mavdal Latoah. The only shayla the Gemara had was Bechorot Habach Shein Tzvichal. Why did Chazal feel Bechlal to be Mitzaken in the first place? That Chazal was Mitzaken, it's not going to be a Bechlal Atala, but it'll be Bechlal Shein Tzvichal. There's a Chazal that's Mitzaken. The shayla is why Chazal is Mitzaken.
Why
does Chazal
give us a
Bechlal Atala? Why?
Why
does Chazal
give us a
Bechlal
Atala?
It's not a
Bechlal Atala.
What's Chazal
do? Why did not do it?
So it's good for Kashan Chazal.
But
the Kashan
Chazal is an issue. Why should I be
wise
in the Chazal? Anytime you tell us about the Chazal will do it, the finesse of reason is not the issue either.
I think that the Gemara understood, like Lukina and Maskana the Gemara, the Gemara understood that the Chazal was attacking. Once Chazal was attacking it, so Enechanam is not going to be a Rabbi Chazal. The Shaila is, either because a Heshu and they were Chazir Kavu Al-Akrein, so we see that there is a Musnik of Avdala B'chal that Chazal Mitzakin. Chazal Mitzakin and Avdala. So Avdala Al-Akrein is not going to be a Brahma Al-Akrein, because there is such a Tekan of Chazal. The only Shaila is, once you're going to be Mavdal the then the essence of Hakadah to be Mavdal Al-Akrein, that can't be a Brahma Al-Akrein. Because Chazal were Kaveh that, even without the Tzvila they were Kaveh that. When there was no Heshu, I knew when it was Heshu, and they weren't doing it Bitzvilo, they were only doing it Al-Akrein. So the Etzem Havdalah, the Etzem is not a Brachah Al-Akrein. The only time that it becomes a problem is once you're going to be Mitzvah. So Havdalah in and of itself is a good Brachah. The only problem comes once you're Mitzvah, and Chazal said, you Mitzvah Bitzvilo, Mavdal Bitzvilo, then when you're going to be Mavdal Al-Akrein, you're going to get into a Brachah Bitzvilo. To be a Brachah Al-Akrein, I don't know if it's a Brachah Al-Akrein. But then there's a Chazal in the second Havdalah. It's only if you're going to go ahead and be Mitzvah before, and then you're going to turn into a Brachah Shein Tzvichal. There was no reason for Chazal to say that once you're Mitzvah, you're Mavdal Bitzvilah, there's no reason to be Mavdal Bitzvilah. If you're going to be Mavdal Bitzvilah, Chazal says you're Mavdal Bitzvilah, there's no reason to be Mavdal Bitzvilah. For what reason were Chazal Mitzvahkin that if you're Mitzvah, Mavdal Bitzvilah, nevertheless you should be Mavdal Bitzvilah. That Masjid, that Takana is a Brachah Shein Tzvichal. And on that the Gemara said, no, we find this like Kiddush. The Shaila is, Lachari Kiddush is a little bit different. Kiddush is, the Chafkin is kind of like that. To be Mitzaken, to Kiddush, why the Kiddush is Mitzaken and Baruch Shein Tzvichal? Hello, my brother, Kiddush is different, and then Havdalah can be Medamah. So it's not the Bir Allah, he's speaking about this thesis, this Sugyo, and Reishai and Aleph, the Bir Allah is Angelus, and he wants to sign off, without Kam Reishai, that the Pshat of the Sugyo is that it's Kain the Reishai. In the Chanami, Taka, one would be enough. Chazal were mitzaken the bracha ke'in deraisa. The same way that we find by the deraisa of Kiddush, that Kiddush is taka deraisa with the other Rishenim. And Avdol is not deraisa. We find that Kiddush, the Chazal mitzaken, that it should be Tzai Mitzvilah, Tzai Avatoy. So to over here, even though there's taka no reason, we want to be mitzaken it after Avdol itself and the Chanami is taka no reason. They want to be mitzaken the Avdol ke'in the deraisa of Kiddush, and the same way that we find by the deraisa of Kiddush, you need both. Now Avdol also wants to say it should be both. So the Chanami, is it a Brachah Shein Tzvichal? It's not a Brachah Shein Tzvichal. Brachah Lo Atal is not, because Chazal, there wasn't Makom for Chazal to be Mitzaken it. Once Chazal Mitzaken it, there's no Brachah Lo Atal anymore. The only Shaila is, if you're going to be Mavdo Be'Tzvilah, and then Mavdo Atoyis, you're going to get a Brachah Shein Tzvichal, because there's no reason to do both of them, and that's the Gemara answer is, no, they did it Ke'in Darei. You're right, there's not no reason for it. Be'etzem in and of itself, Abdullah, you'll be Yetzi with just one. Since we find by Kiddush in both, by Abdullah and Mitzaken it Darei, and therefore you also need both. In the same way that we find that there's a mockum for both of them. In the same way that by Kiddush you're we find the parallels of both of them. We find that Havdalah is also Bitzvila and Havdalah is also Al-Akrein. We find both of them with Sonny. The both Shlim, there's a Nimi, there's a...
Why
do they have the Tefillin? Pashas is mutual on whether it's a Daraita or not. It says Zechreel. Zechreel or Yayin. We don't know. What? By Kiddush for sure. The Shabbos by Avdol. Maybe Avdol is only Tzachta Dalma. Maybe Kiddush is only Tzachta Dalma. Shabbos Kiddush is by Reisah. There are abundant three. Mount Kir Aliyah. You say to them, this is only there abundant. That's how we're talking. That Aliyah is only there abundant. However, can't have it in that Tzachta. So, that's all that. Okay. Just a little bit of Allah. Some in Kuvdala. Then a Heptik Betvila. Shaloi lahafnik betvila. The halacha is, the middle shmoy nasri, one should not be lahafnik. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Aleph, v'afilo remiza ba'alma aser. Even remiza ba'alma is aser, im lo yish letinik ha'boyecha, mota lo l'ramaz b'yodav t'ni shishna, l'yachidu mitvilasi. If in a moil, yarki tisat mi'menu l'ayin d'abri. There's a kid that's making a lot of noise. So then you should be ramaz him to be quiet. If that doesn't work, move away. Now, Yeshua Ayin, are you allowed to make a noise also? Are you allowed to say, noop, to get the kids to stop? So, what's the shaila? Why should that be different? The mice are not speaking. So, there's a grain that says by Kriya Shema that you should not kiss your tzitzis because at the time that you're kissing your tzitzis, you can't say Shema. Because at that time you can't speak, so that's considered a hefty. Even to look at them wouldn't be considered a hefty because you'd be able to speak at the time that you're looking at your tzitzis. But to kiss them wouldn't be because at that time you're not allowed to speak. So, Yeshua Ayin, the chara, the same thing over here. If you're saying noob, you can't daven. So that's considered a heftik. Even though halicho or just being meramed is not considered a heftik, for lechur to say something, make noise, so lechur to snap your fingers would be better, and you don't get into any shabbos. Tava Chaim brings down that sack is not a problem. You could also say noob if you have to, if the kid is not going to listen. If that doesn't help him, so move yourself away. What? No, Mishnah Berurah does not bring it down. But, the challenge is, what do you do if the kid is not becoming quiet? So to pick up the kid, l'chur, is not mutter. That's simon tzad yivov. You're not allowed to hold anything in your hand during Shmoneh Esrei except for a seder. What's that? Yeah, but then you can't continue davening. So you'll be able to pick him up, then you should be quiet, but then you have to put him down and continue davening. You have to move him, 100%. But to get the kid, if the kid is screaming, to hold him. The challenge is, so what are you supposed to do? The kid is screaming in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. So they bring down Hashem Yashem that you pick the kid up and you take him outside in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. What's that? Why is he shown? That's a good challenge. What's that? Why is he shown in the first place? Why is he shown in the first place? The Taka Shah that we already told the Shlosh says not to bring him to Shul. You're getting into bigger Shavas. But if he isn't shown and he's making noise, well, the guy next to you brought the kid to Shul and he's making noise. So either you pick up the father and the son together and take them out. If that's not feasible, so then it's precious. You're allowed to move yourself. If that's not possible, take the kid out. And also, I saw Hashem brought up the leg of the camera from Zendach HaZanish. The kid wants to go to the to use the bathroom. And he doesn't want to go without his father. You're also allowed to pick him up and take him out of the Shmanese and take him to the bathroom. Now, Yesh Lain, if you're allowed to be over with name as well to do such a thing. This whole thing could be talking about if you're in a place where you don't have to be able to fame as well. But once you can be able to fame as well, so then you're going to be getting into different shabbos. But it could be that it's better that it shouldn't be...
About the
shabbos. What? If it's about the shabbos, too, for sure, it's about this. What? Every kid is about the shabbos, too. What? Then it's within their answer. What? It's not your answer, but you're chayyus, right? Can then that he doesn't have a shabbos. He's not mechuyyus, it's only then it's chayyus. And if he's going to use the bathroom right there, then everybody's going to have to stop.
So we're
100%. Therefore, do not bring them the chatchila to daven. If don't bring them to the daven, you're getting yourself in the problem, getting the rest of the people in the problem. However, if they start making noise, try to quiet them down. Without, when just be meramis, if you can't do that, you're allowed to walk over to them. If that doesn't even work, then pick them up and take them outside.
The same thing in
benches.
You can't
hold
them
together
with the
mother
in your hand.
You can't. So this whole thing about holding things in your hand, the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Tzadi Vav to Tzan Aleph, if you're going to talk to them, do a Zimra Shach Kriya Shema of Sudi De Zimra. So the same thing applies to Sudi De Zimra also. But maybe for those that have, if your cell phone is not such a chashuv cell phone, so maybe put that, I don't know. But if you have the new touchstone and that thing falls, it's going to crack. That's it. You're not allowed to hold that during davening. I don't know. If you go down with your iPod.
Okay, with the mother, yeah. In one sense,
Mechir. Mechir it does, for sure. All brachim. Mechir. Yeah, I think it says Mefurish. I think my favorite mother says Mefurish, definitely. The Aruch doctor says that you're not allowed to be mastic for a child. Could be that he's talking about it at home. And he says, it's chazik betfilosim in Hashemayim yazru. That it shouldn't be a mitzvah between, hey, I'll mention for a pastor, say a letter, quiet the guy down. Not only that, it's all about Tamashim Rabbi Yashiv, that let's say you're davening in your house, and the guy's knocking on the door. Knocking, knocking, knocking. So you stop for a second just to get yourself, okay, I keep on knocking, especially here. A person can knock for 5 minutes straight. That's the way that it works here. Knock, 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 knock. The door is a very thick door, and you don't really see your things inside. We'll just knock for the heart's content. And you can daven. Who knows? Who knows what's going on outside? Maybe it's not going to say much. Go to Memphis. Or the phone is ringing, you're ringing, you're ringing, 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 ringing. So he says you're allowed to go over to the phone and unplug it, or open up the door without being mastered with Dibur. If it's going to be matching with Tefillah, you cannot continue davening, then you're allowed to go.
He doesn't say answer, he says go up to
Hashem. He doesn't say the answer. Say that. I don't know if, yeah, when you open the door, if you're supposed to go bow down and say, why are you doing that? You'll see what it is, that it shouldn't be a matzah to go up to Hashem, or whatever it is. As much as you need, that it shouldn't be mevav liyu in your tefillah. He says that it's mutter l'ramaz le'biyodav. I saw it brought up from Reb Chaim, even though when I looked up inside, I did not find it. He says that if you're davening, the guy in front of you that's davening, and he keeps on turning around for you, see if you finish, you're allowed to be meramaz him to go off to the side. The chorim is far, it should make sense. You're allowed to be meramaz him, the same way that the chaz is allowed to be meramaz to the shah. Tell him to go. So see, you should be meramaz to be able to this guy, to tell him to go off to the side. Just chas, then you should go to the side. You should be rabba. Won't be a problem. How about to be misakin a guy, to be meramis a guy? The guy next to you, you see, it's shalosh regalim, and he's supposed to turn to the tefillah shmoneh esrei shalosh regalim, and that's him. He's doing the regular Friday night davening. You allowed to be meramis him before him that you're in the wrong shmoneh esrei. So when it's your own child, then you're mechuyev.
Or
so,
see you guys
talk. Yeah. I don't know if there, maybe getting the shahs and be invited to get rid of them. I don't know. Because, I don't know, he's clapping shmanos, he's clapping clap on them. The same shahs. So I'm pretty sure I saw from Rabbi Yashin and Panini Tfilah that he says, it's not shahs to you. This guy is shmanos, and best of his own shahs to you. You have no right to be mastered in the middle of your shmanos. If you're not being down to shmanos, you're like, oh, you should. If you're not going to be invited to get rid of them. What? What? Yeah, but you don't have a right to be mafsik in the middle of your Shmoneh Esrei for him. What? 100%. It's his problem when he's doing Averis also. It doesn't allow you to do Averis to save him from doing Averis. What? Yeah, but that's not the same thing. Why not? Okay. Maybe by a head cut them to save somebody from Israel Gavon. Why is it? A remnant of the Hefkin Batham it is. It's not like a demon, but it's Hefkin. But I saw about that from Shem Zalman, and he says that you could be tell the guy that it's if the kid is making a mistake, you tell him. And I saw even from Ramesha, about that from Ramesha, I saw it inside. He's talking about, let's say somebody announced the wrong pages, right? They announced the wrong page the Shemir Esrei on page 660. Yeah, and you're up to you start Shemoneh Esrei, and then you realize, you look at your sitter, and your sitter says 222. The guy pushed made a wrong mistake by calling out page 660. Says you're allowed to correct, you're allowed to speak out in the middle, being bracha la bracha. It's going to cause people, if people are going to be over on the bracha la tola, you're allowed to be mafik, being bracha la bracha, and say, no, it's page 440. That way you'll be mafik them from
the.
Right, 100%. So according to Rabbi Shem Zalman, you're allowed to help him out, especially if he's being matured in your tefillah, you're allowed to help him out. However, I thought about that from Yashiv, that it's better to lechatchila, show the kid where it is, even if you're going to miss a few of the tefillah, even if you're not going to start at the same time as Shemoneh Esrei as everybody else. It's better to take the minute or two before Shemoneh Esrei to show the kid inside what he has to daven, that way he won't have to be matured inside. However, if he is, and he's pulling at your tugging at you, and he wants to know what he's supposed to say, then you're allowed to stop and show him what to say. Now, let's say your child fell off of you in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Are you allowed to be masked to put it on? Before Shalach and Shemoneh Esrei, actually, we didn't, in Tzadi Zayin, Dalet, In this matalis in him kaima yochal amashish bayin lazir. Apel nafal kula in a yochal as mazazir bayin have a hefnik. If your talis came off, totally, even if you're holding it in your hand, it's left in your hand, you grabbed it in the last second, and you didn't fall to the floor. Still, that's considered it came off of you entirely, and you're not allowed to put it back in the Rosh Marnas. However, to fix it, you're allowed to put it back in the Rosh Marnas. However, if it's mamash, you're quite embarrassed, your talis is on the floor, everybody else is mamash and resting, you're the only guy without a talis, then between bracha la bracha, you're allowed to pick it up and put it on between bracha la bracha. Says Mishnah Berurah, don't make a bracha then, only make a bracha afterwards. After Shmoneh Esrei, if you have a mashma, you probably make a bracha. Now agav, a big idea, is the halacha pashtus is that when your talis falls off during davening, totally, you didn't take it off. If it falls off, when you put it back on, you have to make a new bracha. However, Rav Shmuel Zalman says, Shmoneh Shabbos Kilchotah brings it down, Perak Aleph, Ha'ara and Oyit Samachtes, when you get Shiur Chazar, he wants to tell you that when a person puts on his talis during davening, his kavana is to have it on the entire davening. Namely, even if it falls off during davening, his kavana lechatchila was that it be on the entire davening. Namely, there's no hezchadah, even if the talis falls off, and during davening, you would not have to put it back on. If it's after davening, whatever it is during a kiddush, it falls off and you want to put it back on, in a chadam, it comes in over there, you'd have to. But during davening, your kavana is that it should be on the entire davening. Namely, you would not have to, and he says, v'chein aminim, not to make a bracha during davening. During Shemoneh Esrei, does someone else put it on? What should you do? Take it off?
Can you fix it?
Yeah, the chur. Once it's on you, it's on you. He says also, if you are over, if other b'tzatim go into our class and the kills bracha, and l'gay matzvila rohelo, she can matzvila si mashbar yivay bracha. Yeah. If you stop and put it on, lechatzchila, what should you do? You should wait, bring bracha lebracha, and fix it. The same thing applies, says Mishnah Berurah and Siman Tzadik Vav. If a sefer falls on the floor, your sefer falls out of your hand. Somebody standing gets knocked and a gemara falls on the floor. The halacha is, leave it there. If it bothers you, then bein bracha la bracha, you can go and pick it up. But not in the middle of the bracha, once you're not going in the middle of the bracha.
Even
to walk and pick it up. The chur is on the floor right by you, then you could. But to walk to pick it up, you should not walk to pick it up. That's a very good question. So I saw B'Shem, we'll get to that in a second. We'll get to that in a second. Next. What's that? You cannot walk to pick up the table from the floor. Vein bracha la bracha. If it's matching you, says the Mishnah Berurah. Turn it. Nochal sefer al art. Tzadivov, Tzadkot Zayim. Nochal sefer al art. Ve'inu yochal lechavim. Mutter lag bir kshi yisayim a brocha shu oimid bo. Vivla vaki ba yafti ma koshkin shi likud betra u kiyoytu bishat tfilo. Oh, so then we get to the second halacha over here. U kiyoytu bishat tfilo am hitzchil lizbal shmein esri vin izbal bo mutter leilich lemoka me yadu aloi likach misham tzidin. You're allowed to walk, which is brought down in our siman also. You're allowed to walk in the mokum. If a guy gets Mishnah Berurah says something to me. If a guy gets mixed up in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, he says the same bracha, he wasn't sure if he said the same bracha, he doesn't know what to do, does he have to go back, he doesn't have to go back, he has no idea what he's supposed to do. He's got to get a sitter, he wasn't having a sitter. He's going to go get a sitter, go and get a Mishnah Berurah, time to look it up. It says Mishnah Berurah, you're allowed to walk, even though the chatzil one should not walk, you're allowed to walk in this case to a mokum ham yuchlo, he says it's sign siman tzadi vav, sign our siman. In our siman, kovdalet. If you know where the siddur is, you're allowed to go there and look up the halacha. So the Madaik says, "Daf the makom yichalon." But if you have to run through the entire Beis Medrash to find the Isha Yisrael, because it's not the person didn't put it back on the shelf, you start looking through the Bottom Midrash, that you're not allowed to do. The Shaila is, what are you supposed to do? You don't know the halacha. What are you supposed to do? What's that? Have it on the siddur? Unless you don't. You're davening yourself. What? It's better to ask somebody. The halacha is, if you don't have a sitter, then you should ask somebody. It's better to ask somebody if you mafik with zibur than to walk around the Mishmash. Why is zibur better than halicha? Halicha we always say is better. If you don't speak, halicha is always better. Why is it better? You should finish my essay and then find out that you made brachas of atal. I don't know what the better time is. Anyhow, the halacha is, you should go to a place where you can figure out what to do. And look up the siddur there. Now, what do you do once you get to you're down in the middle of the mezuzah and you have to walk to the tefillah shrine to get the siddur? So now, where do you finish my siddur? You look it up and it says, "Oh, continue." So no way to finish my answer. So Rav Chaim Kanevsky says that Pashas, you should finish it in the same place where you are. There's no reason to go back. Why should you have to go back? The Elisha is opening down from Rav Meir, he says, no, you have to do your Gimel Psir. You left the Kadosh Baruch over there, can you? So Rav Meir, I don't know what happened. You left the Kadosh Baruch over there, and you're where you started, so Rav Meir, you have to do your Gimel Psir later, and go back. However, Pashas, Lecher, you're continuing your Shemoneh Esrei here. Kadosh Baruch Hu is wherever you are. So Rav Meir, you're continuing your Shemoneh Esrei over here. This is where your Shemoneh Esrei. Why should you have to go back? Why should you be Maflik more than that? Why should you be Maflik any more than you have to? Halicha Lechatzil, we say, you're not supposed to walk if you don't have a reason. Here, you have a reason because you don't know what Dalat is. So now that you went to the Torah Mishan and you found out you got the scissor, so what right do you have to get back to your first place? The Chorim is Svar, I would say, that's in Echanami. Like Rav Chaim says, that continue where you are and do not go back to the original place. Now, let's say there's no Siddurim then. What are you supposed to do? It says Mishnah Berurah, you're even allowed to ask somebody what Dalat is. I saw about that from Rav Chaim, even though when I looked it up, and also the Ma'ariv Makom, I could not find it. I'll be Svar like this. If you could write it down, it's better. If you have a pen and a paper, it's better to write down your shayla than to speak it out. Because ksiva is a shayla that has a deeper. For sure, only if you have a kavana, then it should be a deeper. If you don't have a kavana, then it should be a deeper. It's different than a deeper. So instead of being mafik, be deeper, be mafik by writing it down if you have the ability. If you do not have the ability, tap the guy in front of you on the shoulder, if he's not a Moshe Menasek. If you already finished Moshe Menasek, tap him on the shoulder and ask him, what am I supposed to do? If you can be maramis to him without having to speak, that's the best. But if not, then it's a terech of tefillah and ask him what to do. Lechatchila, if a person doesn't know what to do, goes over to the Torah Mishan to find the sitter. If, when you finish, stay right there. If that doesn't help you because you can't find the sitter that has the right halacha, then you can ask somebody. The best thing you can do is to be meramis. If that doesn't work, write it down. If that doesn't work, ask him straight out, what am I supposed to do?
Ksiva is worse than Ramina?
Is what?
Ramina is better than
Ksiva. Lecher. Lecher is, why shouldn't it be?
Lecher. Like more active.
I'm writing it down and showing it to him. Ramiz is the tzad that ksiva is a din of a dibra. Even if you're coming up that way, when we see that already has a din of a dibra, the chur doesn't have such a din. Siv Bey. Hayim is follow with Erech Abba Mehima occurring to Negda Yatim and Erech Abba Yatzik Al Ve'ini Nacher Ein Lassus Mehme Kaimoy Ad Shig Mitzvi Lassus Mehme Kaimoy 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 Mitzvi Lassus Mehme Kaimoy. You should not walk unless you have to. Ramela says, Ramesha, even to go, let's say you're in front of the Kayhanim, and you want to back up, you should be in back of the Kayhanim. Very often this happens in a shop, the Kayhanim are in front of, by the way, if you're praying, try to go as close to the wall as you could to get the shop in also. Let's say the shop, there's no room there. So you're in front of the shop. Can the shop move back, or whoever it is that's there move back? Says Rav Meir, no, you have no right to move back. In the Rosh Hashanah Esrei, you're not supposed to be left with me Mekayimai. However, says Mr. Buri, in the science of Mitzadi, that there is a consensus that you're allowed to move it in the Rosh Hashanah Esrei, and that is, if a child, Hishpin Tinik Bebeis HaKnesset, Yishpik HaShiyaviyu Mayim Matla Al-Meir Aglayim, or Yahalak Lachanam Dalat Amlet, or Tzadam Yitzhi Bebeis HaKnesset, Yitzhi Bebeis HaKnesset, where it's a Terech of Tvila, you can't daven where you are, then you're allowed to go to Dalat Amlet, away from the place that you are, today that you should be able to daven. Now, the same thing would apply also if a child comes over to you with a dirty diaper and the Moshe answer, what are you supposed to do? So the Chabchila, the best thing to do is, there's nothing to do. You can't take the child and throw him down on it. That's not advisable. So you're going to have to move or change the child's diaper. The best thing to do is, if you don't have to be mafsik by changing the child's diaper, if you could go to a different room or give the child a toy, somewhere, something, and you be marking yourself down on it, you go into a different room. That's the best. If that doesn't work, says Kiyas Rekhova Dutilo brings up in his Karel, as far as very posh, I don't know what the other choice is. He says you're allowed to change the child's diaper in the middle. In the middle of your essay, take the time to change the child's diaper. Now, in such a case where you're going to do that, you have to realize that if you're going to stop for 4 minutes or 6 minutes, however long it takes to daven Shemoneh Esrei, since you're nidcha at that time, because you're not allowed to daven Shemoneh Esrei, the Mila, you would have to be chosen at the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei if it takes you too much time. So the best thing is to do, just go to a different room. If you don't have such a yechidah, change the child's diaper. The Mishnah Berurah says over here, in Sifkotan Tet, he says, one is not supposed to move bechlal before the end of Shemoneh Esrei. Mimele, he says, even a shas. The halacha is, a shas doesn't go back and we'll see it afterwards, after he finishes Shemoneh Esrei. Says the Machaber later on, Mishnah Berurah later on, Kufchal Gimel, that he does not have to go back to Gimel Pesiyas, where some of them called Gimel. Shiachter Afil v'kol Ram in Tzarf Lachtel of Seyah Gimel Pesiyas. Says the Mishabura, the reason why is because the same Chazim Pesiyas of the Kaddish afterwards. Kaddish to Skabal afterwards, after Asher Yuvalatim, the same Chazim Gimel Pesiyas then. The Mila says the Mishabura, you shouldn't walk around Stamazai if for Tachnan the Chazim is allowed to go and move. They call you up for the same affair, you should go. It's not for the Chura, it's Mashma from the Mishabura. It's not for the Chazim to walk around for no reason. He's really, he hasn't done his Gimel Pesiyas yet, so after Kaddish to Skabal. The Mila, you shouldn't walk around for no reason. So what are you doing to show where they send up a shaft? They switch the shas by Asher Yuvalatim. So then it comes out that the Chazan never has his Gimel Pesiyas afterwards. Because he's not going to say Kaddish afterwards. It says the Kaf HaChaim, Chazan Pesiyas, in a Chanami. In such a case, the shas should go ahead and make Gimel Pesiyas afterwards. For example, also, a shas that, let's say that you go into shul, you came late, or whoever it is. Whoever it was that came late into shul. And they're waiting for a guy to go up to, for Chazaret HaShas. And this guy just finished his Shema, and he has to do his Amidah. So is he allowed to go up for Chazaret HaShas? Chatzil sounds like Mishabura, he shouldn't. But he's allowed to go up for Chazar Shashat, make it a demi, he's allowed to go up, we'll do Chazar Shashat, we'll do his Amido, we'll do Chazar Shashat, when he's finished, we'll do Gimel Pesiyas afterwards, even though Chatzil, he doesn't have to do it, but in this case, where he's being raised to his Ultra Manasseh, he should do Gimel Pesiyas. Those two times, Kav HaChaim, there's going to be another Shas taking him over, then he's going to take him over for Asher Yuvalatim, he's not going to be Yechir of the Gimel Pesiyas by Kaddish afterwards, he should do them with Chatzil as soon as he finishes Gimel Shalom. What's that? Probably not to be mounted between Krishna and Sri and Shastra, if you don't have to. If you didn't know what, then. Yeah, so then, in my lesson. I don't think there's any time. Mikhail Dina, then the Machabah Pasim said, you don't have to. Is there what? Her. What? Yeah, her. Her he would. He usually has Eitz HaShalom by Kaddish. He doesn't have to say like that. Just in Tziv Gimel, it says that there's a Nachash Karach on a Kevay Le'yapit, Hashem Zaman is Mer and Haaretz, it's hard to believe that this guy is going to be Mechavim, be able to be Mechavim. He says maybe nowadays it's a little bit different. But it's very hard to believe that there's going to be a guy that's going to be able to be Mechavim when he has a bowl constrictor around his feet. That he says in such a case, any time that a person has something, he can be Mechavim, L'chor, that's the same thing as you're allowed to be Mechavim, L'chor, Mechavim, Ba'alich, or whatever it is, to get it off. Okay, to be misak in the next few seifim with regard to heftik and tefillah, the way that it comes out from the Mishnah Berurah is like this. Seif Gimel Dalet Hey Vov. The halacha is that one should not be masak in Shemayna Esrei bechlal, even without dibur. If one was masak, so it depends why he was mafsik. If he was mafsik, machlas einis. In Shemayin Esther, if he was mafsik, machlas einis, the hainu, he wasn't able to daven because he was a gavad dechuyu. Which means either there was a dirty diaper next to him, so he was not allowed to daven. Or, we're machmer by Shemayin Esther, we say even an einis, let's say, of listim. A guy came, whatever it is, listim or akar, something that he didn't have the yichilis to daven because he was scared for his life, he was scared for. Even though Be'etim he was able to continue. It's not like when there's a dirty diaper that may halacha, you're not allowed to continue. Here, you're allowed to continue. Just for whatever reason, you were scared that you shouldn't get bit. You didn't want to continue. In such a case, if a person was mafsik, they lingered at skula, the halacha means he has to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. What's the lingered at skula? That means even if you're holding in Tzim Shalom, we reckon from the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei to the end of Shemoneh Esrei, how long does it take you? We don't go bust the Rosh Hashiva, or whoever it is that takes 10 minutes or 12 minutes, we go bust the person that's davening. The main, if it takes you 2.5 minutes, then a 2.5 minute stop is enough to be considered after. You have to go back to the beginning. If it takes you 6 minutes, then 6 minutes. Every person has to know themselves, Berach.
Including
no, so the end is Tim Shalom. Pashas for the end is Tim Shalom, not including Tachanunim. Tachanunim could be different on every single day. So the end is Tim Shalom. So even if you're holding Havavar, Hasama, Yisrael, Vashoen, and you realize that there's a new mafsik right there, you reckon not 20, 10 seconds that will take you to finish Shemoneh Esrei, rather from the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei until the end of Shemoneh Esrei, see how long it takes you. Looking up the halacha is not considered a heftik. Looking up the halacha, maybe you can't have the pashas is not. I asked one. I forgot to know what the halacha is. Somebody with that's what's happening. Somebody asked me, there's no benching, and they said to say on Mount of Shabbos. And they didn't know what to do. Do they continue? They're not continuing. You just sat there, someone was trying to look up the halacha for 4 or 5 minutes until we didn't find the halacha. It's not a foolish by benching. The halacha is that he should go back to the Tchilas HaBracha if he said something which is Sheker. Same Yom HaShabbos was there, he should go back to the beginning of the Bracha. If he didn't, he's going to anyhow. Consider that he didn't suffer Sheker. But such a case, as a reversal, should that be considered a heftik? He said no, because a heftik is only when the Gavr is the Chuyam. When the Gavr is the Chuyam. And in Shemayin Esrei, maybe in Shemayin Esrei more Machman. A case where you didn't know what the Halacha is. You couldn't doubt it. It's not Docher, but we're Machman even by Ernest of Listen. In Shemayin Esrei. Knocking the door, he says before, is not considered. Rabbi Yashiv. It's not considered a heftik. There's a guy knocking on the door, and it took you 5 minutes until you open the door, so the guy told you what he wanted, he closed the door, it's not considered a heftik. Okay, one second. Just read the Sakat Alachas. If a person is masking because of Ainim, if it's Kedei Ligmor Eskula, he goes back to the beginning of Shemon Esra. If it's not Kedei Ligmor Eskula, then he goes back to the mark of the way the Meshabur seems to be Machriya, is he goes back to the place that he stopped. Shiva Shatanik of Yishayno, and he has to be Maptik for 2 minutes, he goes back to Yatanik of Abchino. He does not even have to go back, it sounds like from Mishabur at the beginning of the Brahma. That's if he was Maptik, even without speaking. He was Maptik, Machmas Arinis. So, there we have those Dinim. Now let's use Maptik, Medibur. So if the Dibur was Bishagi, if the Dibur was Machmas Arinis, there was Wisdom or whatever it is, then it has the same Din. If the Dibur was Machmas, that he said the wrong thing in Shemayin Esrei, Mishoyi, Dehainu, he said, Yalla V'yavay, Yom Rish Chedesh Hazeh, in the middle of the week, not on Rish Chedesh, then the Chatzili should go back to the beginning of the Bracha. If he did not go back to the beginning of the Bracha, and he continued, then he agreed to anyhow. He does not have to go back to the beginning of Shemayin Esrei. However, if one spoke B'mezi, even if it's Sheker, Dehainu, even though he said something which is Sheker to Shemayin Esrei, it's not just that he was Machmas, but he said, Atachar Antanu, is considered a heftik because if on Tuesday afternoon he said Atachon Antanu, the Eftem weren't supposed to say it now, but it's not Sheker because you don't say anything there that is considered Sheker for this day. If you said Yalav Yalav, you said Yom Rosh Hashanah Shazeh, Yom Chagamatis Hazeh, and Tu Bishvat, then that is Sheker. Nevertheless, you go back to the beginning, you only have to go back to the beginning of the Bracha, and from there you continue. If you didn't, you're Yetzer, Shemayin Esrei, you do not have to go back to the beginning. Now, if you spoke the Mazid in the middle of Shemayin Esrei, heaven knows why I did it, but somebody just came by and told you that the Yankees won the World Series. The Yankees won! And you just told yourself? I don't know if that's for Shaggy. I think it's amazing. He's lying. The guy spoke amazing. The Mishnah Berurah lied. Tzarech Iyin Gadol Vatadinim. He does not answer. He says, V'imtzach B'mezid Tzarech Iyin Gadol B'dinzeh Yerishim Nechoyzer Tekel V'resh HaTfila Achidim Tzichu Mu'etet. Even with one word, Yishayim Galayishin Abim Mishayim Mishayim, he's not Machriya. L'chur the Achra should be, if the Mishabur is not Machriya, is that Tzavik Baruch is L'hokol, and he would not go back. L'chur. That's L'chur how it should come out. Tadav Mishayim Tadav, a guy that's davening, is being Mastik, being Mezid, is Mol Shemayin Esrei, I don't know if it's right from Tadav Mishayim Tadav, about which Rosh says that you have to be Machri yourself, that you can be Mechavan, Mishil Tadav, right? Mishil Tadav, L'chur Tadav, L'chur you shouldn't. But the evidence, L'chur should not go back to Dalim. Just the last two halachas over here. Siv Zayin, Ein Apaisik Lei L'Chadosh Lo L'Tusho, El Yishtik V'Yechavim, L'Masha Tzibar Imer. The same din applies also to Baruch Hu, like the Mishnah Berurah points out. Not only Baruch Hu of Davening, Baruch Hu of Kriya Satera also. You should stop and listen to what they're saying. Now, can you listen to Kriya Satera in the middle of Shemir Esrei? Started a little bit late, or your Shemayin Esrei took you a little bit long. Can you stop and listen to Kriya Satera? So, Manisha Yisrael brings down from the Zimbru that you could stop. However, it brings down from Shabbat Zalman that it's considered a heftig gadol, and you should not stop the Chatzila, even though it brings down from the Chazanish that you shouldn't stop, but if you did, you raised your chiv of Kriya Satera. It sounds like the Chatzila you shouldn't stop, maybe like from Shabbat Zalman saying also, because it's a heftig gadol. I wasn't sure what that means, that why it should be a heftig gadol, because you could speak in between Gavla and Gavla. Between Gavra and Gavra, you'll continue. Hashim Shavkani V'Yishayno. Yidam Hashem V'Yishayno. Then you'll continue. Between each other, you don't have such a big heftik. I spoke to Rav Berkowitz about it, I asked him about it also. He said, as soon as I asked him a question, he says, Zachar, that's a hefta. That's a big hefta. Hefta galo. Mamas Allah's Rosh Hashanah. That's a hefta galo. I said, hey, what's that to galo, you know? So he says, Zachar is hefta chadas. That's mamas hefta chadas. When you're stopping the middle of Shemayna Esrei to say Kaddish or Kedusha, so you're stopping Shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Tfilas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for another Tfilas. But to stop the middle of Shemayna Esrei for a Kriyas HaTerim, which is better than Azayt Yechiv, even though Kriyas HaTerim Barab is Din Kedusha, Dharam Shal Kedusha, Lechor, that's considered a Hesach Adas, and Chathila, one should not do that. So Mazal brings down, he says, Havdalah is in Rosh Hashanah, something that happens, they're going to say Havdalah in the show, and you don't have another choice to hear Havdalah, and you're Rosh Hashanah, what are you supposed to do? He says, Ken Zayim ben Brachal and Brachal, you can make it to only ben Brachal and Brachal to hear Havdalah. If you hear the Havdalah before Atah Hanatonu, you're allowed to say Atah Chayim. This din that you're supposed to stop for Kedusha, you only have to stop for Kadosh, 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 and for Baruch Meir Hashem Kemer. Like Kriyashma. It's in my Kriyashma. Kriyashma Tafer is even more. Shemayna is even more common than Kriyashma. Kriyashma, you only stop for Kadosh, 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 and Baruch Meir. So to over here, you only have to stop for Kadosh, Kadosh, and Baruch Meir. You don't have to stop for Yimloy. Not only that, on Shabbos and Yom they're saying, Oz B'kol Rosh Gadol, and all the things in between, Shana Zaman says that you do not have to stop and listen to that. You can continue your Shemayna Esrei while they're saying it. It's only by the Kaddish Kaddish, you have to stop and listen. You know, if you're holding by Alekaini Tzor, the Mishnah Berurah passes, then you're supposed to say either often, cut your Alekaini Tzor, say either often, and say the rest of the Kedusha with the Tzibur. Say the whole thing. Even though by the Kaini Tzor, the Chathchila, the din is your lattice talk and say Kaddish 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 and Baruch Kavi. You don't have to just stop and listen. He says it's better to say Yilirotzen, forget your Tachanunim, say Yilirotzen, because Tachanunim is not a prayer, and then say Kaddish, 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 Baruch Hu, Yom Tov, and Amen Tzedakah. Is that what I get? Yeah. You don't have to go through Yisrael's back, you should at least say Yilirotzen. You should go through Yisrael's back if you could. Right? Yeah, no, no, give up seeing.
So now the whole that I have every day, that's the reason for saying
if someone's on hold,
every day you
start when you went to the Shabbat, you start with the Kaddish, you start with the Kaddish. That's Halacha Mishnah Berurah. If you're in the middle of Hashiva Shaitanik, you didn't get the Tachanun. You're in the middle of Shemayna Esrei. You're in the middle of the third bracha, fourth bracha, fifth bracha. The Halacha is you stop and listen to Kedusha. What do you listen to? Kaddish, 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 Baruch Hu, Hashem, and Kemi. If you already said Yilei Rotzen, and you're in the middle of the Kenny Tzur, then you're allowed to say, you don't have to stop and listen, you're allowed to say Kaddish, 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 and Baruch Hu, Hashem, and Kemi. However, the Mishnah Berurah says it's better to finish your Shemayna Esrei and people say I give up to you and say everything than to just say Yilirotzen after before the Kaddish Tzur and say Kaddish Kaddish and Baruch Hu. It's better to finish, cut your Tachanun short and say everything. But if you're in the middle of Shemayna Esrei, then you just listen to the to Kaddish Kaddish and Baruch Hu. Who are you supposed to listen to? Who are you supposed to listen to? What's that? Oh, so the Shah is one second. Exactly. We'll get to that in just now. Who are you listening to when he's saying Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish? The guy next to you? Sure. Pashto says to Rishlam Ramesh also that you listen to the Shliach Tzibur because no one else has Kavanah to be made to you. It's only the Shas. And even though the Shas doesn't have Kavanah to be made to you also, often, that's how they're misakin the Tzvila B'Tzibur, that it's a Tzvila for the Tzibur. To be made to the Tzibur. So even though he doesn't have Daf Lahendia, it's a Tzvila for the Tzibur. Mainly he's supposed to be listening to the Shas. Now that's only going to help you for Kaddish, 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 and Baruch Hashem and Kemi. For a maid of Akela Kaddish, there is no Shas that you're listening to. He says the bracha, and you're saying the it's the cow saying the Amen. So it's not going to help to listen to the guy next to you. So for that, it doesn't help. Only for Kaddish Kaddish and Baruch Kaddish. Now, this being the case, you're supposed to listen to the Shas. If you are a Shas, you should be saying it loud enough. You should be saying it after everybody finishes. You say Kaddish 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 aloud. Don't just say Aluma Sam Baruch Yemeru. Because then everybody that's in the Shemayin Esrei doesn't have a Kaddish 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 that they can listen to. Remela, you should be saying it out loud. The Mishnah Berurah clarified later on in the Be'alach Tuf Chafei. He wants to tell you that maybe the Shas shouldn't say it after everybody finishes because it's a Dvar Mishnah Kedusha. Dvar Mishnah Kedusha means Asar. So Remela, he should have to say it together with everybody else. When everybody says Kaddish, 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 he should have to say Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish. But he says, since you're being mighty, the Asher, even though Ayin is Betzvila, Kamilam, the Simnikov Dalit, the Zayin, the Yishlik, the Yechav, the Mashem, the Shas, he says,
"V'matzal
Hashas or Shara Yachal Leimer Kaddish Kaddish Chayidim shegam with tibur amrav mevalei chashik tibur. He declares it's a shayla. Maybe since he's being mighty other people, since so considered ram shabakdusha, he doesn't have to say with everybody else. Maybe that's not enough, and you should have to say with everybody else. But he says the best thing to tibur, the way that he's mastic, he says if you start saying Kaddish Kaddish before everybody finishes, then it's evil as if you started, especially the Ibur, it's evil as if you started with them, and you have it, you're actually both of the things. You start, you're saying it together with the Ibur, and everybody else will be able to hear what you're saying, and therefore you have no problem. So, Ramil, you should say it. Because then. Right? 100%. There you have a shadow. So either you have to say it very loud, or, especially, for example, during Yom Ne'eron usually you do say that. There's many, many people still in the Shmur Nesra by the time you get into Kedusha. Even on a regular day, there's many people that are still in the Shmur Nesra by the time the Shas comes to Kedusha. Depends where you're davening, but some places they give, 6 minutes, and that's it. Depending on, some places they give 12. But if you're the Shas, the Chur, you should try to say it in a way that everybody else should be able to hear you, to be gay to the Chir of Kedusha. What's that? I don't know why it's going to help you. Yes. To what? What are you listening to? You, for you to say it together with him, then that won't be enough. It could be that stopping listening is kilu as if you're saying it together with him, and once you're saying it together the bracha with him, so therefore you don't have to say the alim because you're saying the bracha. Maybe.
If you know you're actually able to hear the shot, is there any point you would tell the guy
to keep that against you? So Ramesh says if you tell the guy next to you before davening, then it works.
And
three ways to do it.
He's
lying. He's lying if you should be able to tap him in the middle of the shot. If he finishes for an answer, he's in the middle of his producer.
Is he
around with him? I don't know. Good shout. The last, all these hafikas, by the way, even though Shemei Tfila, you're allowed to say whatever you want to say, and you're allowed to ask for all your bakashas, but it's dafka bakashas that you're allowed to ask for. However, Tfila's Mrs. Bakhas, you're not supposed to say in Shemei Tfila. Shemei, don't say maybe in Shemei Rabbah, and Kaddish Kaddish, and Shemei Tfila, also stop and listen. The last halacha over here, the Bir halacha is interesting, Claire. He wants to tell her. He wants to know probably the din of Shemei Kaina. If the person that's being made to you is you're quiet, he's being made to you, let's say you yourself who's being quiet and you get with the other guy, you're nitzrich l'nekavim. So somebody that's nitzrich l'nekavim is not allowed to make a bracha. But you're not making the bracha, you only listen to him. Does the din of Shemei Kaina make it that you're kidu saying the bracha mamrish that it's also for you to hear the bracha and you can't be yaitzin? Or not, unless you're not the one. Bechor, you could ask the same shalik, if you have food in your mouth, sometimes somebody else is making a bracha. In a way, if you came to Tzina, it was dessert to this past week, I saw somebody eating on the bus, listening to Tzilas HaDerech. A lot happens, people eat breakfast on the bus, and then, okay, if you live in town, then you don't have Tzilas HaDerech. But for those who live out of town, then Tzilas HaDerech, people eating the sandwich, or whatever it is. Bechor, you might eat on the bus, many people say yes, like a Tzina Shisram. Memela, your hand is dirty, no, you're eating from the bag, whatever it is. Or if your mouth is full, yesh l'ayin, if you can't speak at that time, yesh l'ayin, if you can be yetu, the din of Shemei HaKadosh. That's a good one.